又一次聚集在他的面前。
Praise the Lord to let us gather together before Him again.
让我们能够一起在主里相交。
So we can fellowship in the Lord.
也欢迎你，如果是第一次到我们教会，希望你在这里能够不但看到许多的朋友在这里，而且能够在这里认识我们所相信的主耶稣基督。
We also welcome all the newcomers. If this is your first time here, we hope not only you can make friends here, but also you can get to know the Lord Jesus Christ that we believe in.
我们聚集在这里不是因为我们都是中国人。
We gather here not simply because we're all Chinese.
我们聚集在这里只有一个目的。
We are here for one reason.
来认识耶稣神的儿子。
That is to know Jesus Christ, Son of God.
因为只有他能够给我们整个的人类带来真正的希望。
Because only Him, He is the only one who can bring hope to this whole humankind.
对，只有他能够告诉我们生命的意义在哪里。
Only He can tell us what the true meaning of life is.
那我们最近一直在交通一本书，就是这圣经的最后一卷《启示录》。
So we've been communicating about the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation.
这本书有一句话在第一章说到，因为日期近了。
There is one sentence in chapter 1 that says, because the days are near.
那我们也深深的觉得，的的确确没有多少时间给我们在这个地上浪费了。
We also truly feel so true.There's not very many days that we can waste away on this earth.
万物的结局近了。
The conclusions of all things are very close.
不管在政治的领域，在经济的领域，在宗教的领域，在社会的上面，在家庭，在各个面面，都来到那个结局了。
In politics, in economics, in social lives, in all aspects of life, really the conclusions of all things are very close.
那神要他的教会起来，在这个黑暗中为他做见证。
So God wants His churches to rise and to be a testimony for Him.
昨天我们有一天的同工训练会。
Yesterday we had this co-workers training meeting.
我们也是主的预备，有一位有两位弟兄，一位是我们自己教会的年轻人 Kevin， 另外他的一个同工叫做 David， 他们两位正好回来，我们请他来交通。
We also had two missionaries. One was from our own church, Kevin. The other is his co-worker, David. They came back from the mission field and happened to come back from their mission field. It was available, and they came to share with us.
他们的交通里头带给我们一个很大的惊喜。
And they brought a very pleasant surprise to us all.
什么是这个时候最大的惊喜呢？
What was this biggest pleasant surprise?
这两年我们全世界都在一个阴影底下，那个就是所谓伊斯兰国 ISIS。
Because in recent years we all seem to be under the shadow of ISIS。
这个伊斯兰国的阴影可以说散布在整个的地球。
This ISIS kind of shadow is casted all over the world。
有很多的人被杀。
Many people were killed.
我们在电视上，在 Internet 上都可以看到他们的这些恐怖的作为。
We've seen these terrible acts through Internet or on TV.
可是昨天我们的弟兄告诉我们。
Yesterday our brothers told us.
这样恐怖的事件的后头。
Among those terrorist acts behind those.
神在做工。
God is working.
有许许多多所谓的回教徒。
There are lots of so-called Muslims.
他们对这种行为非常觉得不同意，愤怒。
They actually totally disagree with this kind of terrorist behavior.
所以他们在回教的里面自己在那里争论、辩论。
So among the Muslims, they're having serious debate.
那么这个 ISIS 这一群人就说，这是《可兰经》讲的。
So ISIS folks claim that these are what the Quran was telling.
我们只是要做阿拉的忠实信徒。
We're just trying to be faithful believers of Allah.
那这些传统的回教徒，不太相信他这些人说的到底是真的假的。
But those traditional Muslims wouldn't believe what these ISIS folks
say. Because
of that, they were forced to go to check out the Book of Quran themselves. So all of a sudden, they realize they are facing two choices. Because if the Book of Quran is correct, then what ISIS does is correct. But if what the Book of Quran says is wrong, then what ISIS are doing
is wrong. So
God is really forcing these traditional Muslims to think about this serious question, what is
truth. So
God raised many people to be testimonies among those Muslim people. And many of those testimonies are from people from Asia. Some are from Korea. Some are Christians from the Philippines.
有从中国去的基督徒。Some
are Christians from China.
所以这些亚洲脸让这些穆斯林的人看得非常惊异，哇，你们也信耶稣啊。
So these Asian faces basically surprised all those Muslims and say, oh, you Asian people also believe in Jesus Christ? Just as Chinese used to feel that Christianity is the white people's belief and religion and has nothing to do with our Chinese. And so the Muslims had the same kind of feeling.
没有想到现在看到的是这些亚洲的基督徒起来为耶稣做见证。So
these Muslim people are very surprised that actually today it's those Asian Christians are standing up to be the testimonies for Christ.
所以一面你看到有极大的逼迫 ISIS在这个世界残杀 基督徒甚至他们自己的回教徒也被他们杀掉。
So as you can see, on the one hand, there's great persecution by the ISIS to kill many Christians around the world, even some of the Muslim people.
但是同时，你也看到许许多多的传统回教徒转向信耶稣。
On the other hand, you will also see many of the traditional Muslims are now turned and to be turned into Christians.
所以现在不管是在沙乌地也好，在伊朗也好，在那些所有我们所知道的这些穆斯林国家，很多很多成千上万的人转向信耶稣。这是昨天我们弟兄在我们中间所做的见证。So
today in Saudi Arabia or Iran or other Muslim countries, many Muslims, traditional Muslims, are being converted to Christianity, and that's what we heard from our brothers yesterday.
照着耶稣所说的话,
according to Jesus' word,
这天国的福音要传遍天下, 然后末期就到了。The
gospel from the kingdom of God is going to be spread around the whole world. Then the end time will be.
那现在最大的一块还没有听见福音的就是回教的世界。
So the biggest area that hasn't received the gospel is the Muslim country. And this situation is being changed at the moment.
弟兄姊妹，这是神奇妙的作为。
So brothers and sisters, these are miraculous things and deeds of our God.
所以我们昨天听到我们弟兄的见证，我们所有在场的弟兄姊妹，我相信都很受激励。
So we were, all the brothers and sisters who were here yesterday were greatly encouraged by these testimonies.
所以启示录的这本书就对我们有更重要的意义，因为我们就在这一个最后一段路。
Because the, and then the book of Revelation is really means so much more to us because we're right now in this age of the last days.
因为主耶稣说他第二次要回来。
Because Jesus said he was going to return.
这句话讲了两千年。
He said it for, that was 2,000 years ago.
许多人把这句话当作笑话，你们说耶稣要回来，两千年都没回来，什么时候要回来啊？
Many people consider it as a joke and say, well, it's been 2,000 years and he hasn't returned. When do you think he might return?
对不对？好像耶稣回来，第二次回来是遥遥无期，是一个神话。
So they're implying that it's a, like a myth and it's never going to happen again.
但是现在许多的兆头告诉我们，这不是一个笑话，这是正在接近的一个事实。
But today, so many signs are telling us this is not a joke. It is a reality that will soon to be realized.
那我已经把启示录从第一章现在已经开始讲到了第十三章了。
So I started to share with you starting chapter 1 of Revelation, and now we are already talking about chapter 13.
对，那在第六章里面讲到第六印的时候。
In chapter 6, when we talked about the sixth seal.
特别在这个第六印的时候讲到太阳变黑月亮变雪星星要像无花果树一样被大风吹这样的一个一片的下来
in this, the sixth seal time talked about the sun turned dark and the moon will turn bloody and the stars will come down from heaven
还有地大震动
And there's going to be a great earthquake.
这些都是讲到在第六印的时候要发生的事情。
These are all the events that would occur at the sixth seal.
他就说到最后第六节的最后一句话，第十七节，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住呢？
And the last verse of chapter 6, that's verse 17, says.For the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
所以我们深深地相信，这些圣经讲的天上的兆头也好，地上的兆头也好，我们正在做目击者。
So we deeply believe that we are the witnesses of those signs, either from heaven or from earth.
所以我们知道有一个日子近了，那个日子叫做主大而可畏的日子近了。
So the day is really near.And that day is called the great day of the terrible and awesome day of God.
好，那么我们上一两个主日前，我们讲到十三章的前半部。
So two Sundays ago, we talked about the first part of chapter 13.
那今天我要讲下一半部。
Now we'll continue with the second half.
好，请我们打开十三章。
Let us turn to Bible Revelation chapter 13.
我们要这个从十一节念到十八节。
We'll start reading from verse 11 to 18. Verse 18.
我跟我们的翻译轮流，我念单数节用中文，他用英文念双数节。
We'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
我又看见另有一个兽从地上地中上来，有两个角如羔羊，说话好像龙。
He exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed.
又行大奇事，甚至在人面前叫火。从天降在地上
and he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who had a wound of the sword and had come to life
他又有权柄赐给他叫兽像有生气并且能说话又叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害
and he causes all the small and the great and the rich and the poor and the freshman and the slave the free man and the slave to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead
除了那兽印记有了兽名或有兽名数目的 都不得做买卖。
Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For the number is that of a man, and his number is 666.
好、哦，这是有名的666。
That's the famous 666.
哦、这一章圣经讲两只兽。
So this chapter talks about two beasts.
那当然，这个兽，是一个符号的语言。
Of course, the beasts are a sign, represent the language of a sign.
对，那么它，我们上一次讲这个兽，它是讲这个兽的特点是七头十角。
So we talked about the first beast, which it was characterized by 10 diadems and 7 heads.
10 horns.
10 horns, yeah.
对对对。那么然后呢他是从海中上来的。
Then he came from the sea.
我上次讲这一位兽的时候特别引用耶稣的介绍跟保罗的介绍。
So when I talked about that beast, I especially quoted the introductions by Paul and Jesus.
对，这个特殊人物，他不是单单在这里启示录里面讲到他，在耶稣的时候，马太福音他提到他，在保罗他在帖撒罗尼迦后书也提到他。
Because this special character was not only mentioned in the book of Revelation, but also in the book of Matthew by Jesus. And also by Paul in the book of Second Thessalonians.
对，甚至在旧约的时候，但以理也说到这个人。
And even as back to the days of the Old Testament, Daniel also mentioned this beast.
你我任何一个人，我不相信哪辈子你说你是那么有名，这么多人物提到阁下。
So any one of us, I don't think we could be as famous as this one to be mentioned so many times in the Bible.
对不对？主耶稣也说到，保罗也说到，但以理也说到，那你这是不了不得的人物。
Be mentioned by Jesus, by Paul, by Daniel, then that must be somebody who's unusual.
那你就知道，如果是这样多次的提到，那圣灵的意思很清楚了。
So if somebody is mentioned so many times, then the meaning of the Spirit should be very clear.
他要末世的基督徒怎么样？非常的注意。
He wants all the Christians at the end ages to pay special attention to them.
这一个人物非同小可。
This character is very unique.
而且是在耶稣第二次来之前，他先出现。七年，早七年出现。
And also, he actually would show up 7 years before Jesus' second return.
对，所以这个是一个很重要的一个耶稣第二次来之前的一个兆头。
So this is a very important sign before the second coming of Jesus.
那如果我们有一个直觉，知道我们现在离主回来很近的话，那我们中间每一个人都有这个机会。怎么样？碰到这个兽。
So if we all have this instinct that Jesus' return is very close, then we may all have this opportunity to actually encounter and meet this beast.
所以，你愿意也好，不愿意也好，你会碰到奥巴马，你也同样会碰到这一个兽。
Whether you're willing or not, you have encountered Obama, and you might also encounter this beast.
我并不是说他是这个兽，我这不是我讲的。
I'm not saying Obama is that beast.
哎，但是。
That's not what I'm saying.
蛮像的。
Kind of like it.
那么今天我们要看的第二个兽呢，是跟这一个兽是一搭一档，有点像毛泽东跟林彪是一搭一档的。
So today, the second beast we're going to be talking about is like a partner of this first beast.
对。
Just like Chen Mao and Ling Biao in China.
If you are from China, you know what I'm talking about. 对啊。如果你从中国，你就知道我说这两个人什么意思。这个人物出现的时候。
So when this character showed up.
那我们就看见圣经告诉我们，他不是单独的出现，他会有另外一个搭档跟他。 叫做怎么讲，唱双簧。
So you and the book tells that the Bible tells us that this person, this character will not show up alone. He will have another partner to make the show with him.
对，是两个同时出现。
They're gonna come on stage simultaneously.
那刚刚我们念了从十一节念到十八节，讲到这个人的形容，他的内容是什么？
So we just read verses 11 through 18, which describe how this person is like.
那么这个人出现的时候，他说有这样的形容，他说他有两个脚如同羊羔。
So,
第十一节。
Yeah, it says when he appears, he had two horns like a lamb.
但是一说话就不得了，他就不是羊羔了，他是像龙。
But when he spoke as a dragon, not like a lamb anymore.
那就是说这个人有一个像羊羔的外表。
So that means this person had this appearance of a lamb.
那我们知道主耶稣的显现的时候，圣经，约翰福音，这个叫做耶稣的先锋，使徒约翰来介绍耶稣的时候，有一句很重要的话。
As we remember, when Jesus first came and before his started to preach, the John the Baptist was introducing Jesus. There was one important sentence.
使徒约翰指着耶稣说：“看哪，神的羔羊，对吧？”
As John the Baptist was pointing at Jesus, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
除去世人罪孽。
To get rid of all the sins of sin.
那么，这是耶稣的要第一次来的时候，他向全世界所用的这个符号的语言是以神的羔羊来代表的。
That was the sign language given to the earth, the whole human race when Jesus first came.
他是人类的救主。
He's the savior of the whole world.
神的羔羊。
And the God, Lamb of God.
那现在这个人出现。
Now this person appeared.
让人看见他的时候，他是也是一个羔羊。
He appears like a lamb.
对不对？他这样说，有两个脚像羊羔。
He had two horns like a lamb.
所以给人的印象，他是一个像耶稣一样的人物。
So he gives people the impression that he's like a person just like Jesus.
对不对？让你觉得他实在是有神仆人的形象。
So he gives you the impression that he has the image of the servant of God.
但是实质上他不是。
But in reality, he isn't.
形象是。
He has this image.
但是他说话呢，完全没有羊羔的味道。
But he spoke not at all like a lamb.
他说话像龙。
But he spoke like a dragon.
那这里的龙是指的谁说的呢？
So who does this dragon?
你往前走一章，在十二章，你就知道那个龙是指着那一个撒旦说的。
So if you go back to read chapter 12, you understand that the dragon refers to Satan.
所以我们就知道，哦，这个兽跟那个海中上来的兽一搭一档的兽，它出现在这个世界，它给人的感觉以为它是羊羔，但是实际上它的本质是龙，是撒旦。
So you know now this person who comes from the earth, who is the partner of that other beast from the sea, is really, even though he appears like a lamb, a lamb of God, but he's in reality, he's a dragon and Satan.
如果你要看所谓的这些漫画，画撒旦的时候都是什么样？很狰狞，是有角，有牙的啊，那就是很狰狞的样子。但是圣经不是这样讲的。
So if you look at all those cartoons just depicting Satan, it would always look very terrible, and they would look like with horns, with long fangs, and looks very ugly. But what the Bible describes is actually different.
圣经讲到撒旦的时候，他是光明的天使。
The Bible refers to Satan actually like a
shining
bright angels.
Bright angels. 然后又说他是这个神把一切的美丽他是明亮之星，早晨之子，有一切的神的美丽都给他了。
So he's the son of brightness and he's the son of beauty. And so he actually, God has given him all the beauty of, and glory to him.
所以你看见他的时候，你不会觉得是一个恐怖的人物，你看见他的时候，你会觉得哇，好棒啊，像好莱坞的明星一样。
So when you see him, you wouldn't feel this is a terrorist. You would feel like, wow, this is wonderful. That person just like a star in Hollywood.
对不对？这是圣经告诉我们撒旦的那一个面貌。
So this is what the Bible tells us about the true appearance of Satan.
但是耶稣的面貌呢？圣经怎么说呢？我们在殿里面看耶稣肖像的时候，哇，好漂亮啊！你要画那个耶稣的画像。
Yeah, but what was the image of God? You know, when we look at those kind of oil paintings in the stores, it looks like that Jesus painted. Very handsome.
对不对？店里面卖的那个图像，耶稣都很漂亮的。
So those pictures shows a very handsome Jesus.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
But that's not what the Bible describes.
他无家型美容。
He does not have a good appearing.
对不对？他面目枯槁。
He's kind of
憔悴。
Has a very pale countenance.
对，人看见他也不会羡慕他。
And nobody would actually admire him when people see him.
所以你就会发现。
So you realize.
圣经讲的话。常常跟我们本来的想象是相反的。
So oftentimes what the Bible is telling us is different from our own imagination.
所以我们必须很小心的来读圣经。
So we have to really be careful in reading the Bible.
撒旦之所以能够迷惑人，是他给你完全是错误的形象。
So, you know, the reason that Satan can deceive us is because he has given us a very wrong image.
对，你看见丑的不一定丑，你看见美的不一定美。
So what you see as ugly may not be really ugly, and what you see as beautiful may not be truly beautiful.
懂吗？这才有它的欺骗性。
That's what's truly deceptive.
你一眼就看出来了，那不值钱的。你就是看不出来，这才厉害。
If you can see it through right away, then that's nothing worthwhile, but if it is something that you can't really discern the value of it right away, that's what's truly valuable.
所以主耶稣才会不厌其烦地提醒他的门徒，你们要小心，免得入了迷惑，因为撒旦最大的伎俩就是迷惑这两个字。
Because that's why Jesus over and over again reminded his disciples that you need to be watchful, got to be careful, and not to be lest you be deceived. Because the biggest characteristics of Satan is deceiving.
对，这个是整个的关键，它就是我们中文说的假大空这三个字。
So this is really the key. Like in Chinese, we talk about it's false.It's big and it's empty.
当他告诉你是伪光正的时候，一定是假大空。
Oh, if he tells you it's grandiose and
对，
and
伟大光荣正确。
Okay, so it's grandiose, it's glorious, and it's righteous. Then that must be actually wrong. The opposite, the false, the big, the like.
你看这些世界的东西，你要从你不能从它正面来看。你要从它的反面来理解。
So when you observe things of this world, you cannot just can see the face value. You have to observe the true meaning.
The true
or the opposite. You gotta look from the opposite side.
Right. 有没有把你讲的糊里糊涂的
？Have I confused you?
好，那他在这个地方就说到这个兽。他有一个权柄，能够施行头一个兽，就是我上次讲的那个兽七头十脚兽的什么所有的权柄。
So here, this beast, and we talked about, he actually was able to exercise all the authority of the first beast.
也就是说，这个头一个兽，七头十脚兽，撒旦把他的权柄给了他，现在他也把同样的权柄给了这个第二个兽。
In other words, to this first beast, Satan gave all his authority. And likewise, to the second beast, Satan gave this the same authority.
这个意味什么？
What does that mean?
意味整个黑暗的权势都在他们的手里。
That means the authority of the entire dark world is in their hands.
凡是不属于耶稣的人，通通会被他的权势来控制的。
All those who do not belong to Jesus will be controlled, fully controlled by these dark forces.
整个的世界握在那恶者的手下，这是耶稣告诉我们的。
The whole world lies under the hands of those, the evil ones.
你如果不认识耶稣，你就是在那个权势的控制底下。
So if you don't know Jesus, you are under the authority of that force.
那同样，你就会被这两个兽控制的死死的。
So in the same way, you be firmly controlled by these two beasts.
那它的最高峰是什么呢？
And the highlight is?
它会叫地上和住在地上的人拜那个死伤医好的头一个兽。
And he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose fatal wound was healed.
这个你就会发现，由古以来所有的独裁者都有一个共同性。
So you realize throughout history all those
独裁者
dictators yeah, thank you. All those dictators in the world have this common characteristic.
他们一定要造一个像。
They wanted to raise an image.
然后要大家怎么样拜那个像。
And to ask people to worship that image.
古时候如此，现在还是如此。
That was the case in ancient days, and it is still the case.
对不对？我们在中国的人也都经历过。
So all those who were in China have experienced that actually.
这一个像是这一个兽要做的。
This image is what the beast, this beast wants to make.
这个第二个兽要为那第一个兽造一个像，这个像它而且说有一个本事。
And so this actually this beast will make an image of the first beast.
对不对？
So that he
has
ability.
第十五节说这个像有什么特点？
And verse 15 talks about the special characteristics of this image.
那个兽像有生气，会是活的。
He actually can give breath to the image of the breast.
能说话。
So the image of the beast would even speak.
叫所有不拜兽像的人都被杀害。
And cause as many as do not worship the image of the beast to be killed.
这个像可神了，对不对？
So wow, that's really a very unusual.
它不是单单一个相片。
So it's not just an image.
这个是一个能够说话的像。
So that's an image who talks.
而且能够看着你。
And he'll look at you.
能够知道你有没有拜他。
And knowing whether you're worshiping him.
然后如果你没有拜他。
And if you don't.
你的结局就是什么？
It'd be killed.
所以这个像比毛像厉害多了。
So the image of the beast is much more powerful than image of Mao Zedong.
因为当年毛最辉煌的时候，每天要早请示，晚汇报的。
Yeah, in the best and most glorious days of Mao Zedong, every day in the morning at night, people in China all needed to worship him.
对不对？这过来人都知道。
Yeah, we all know that.
那一个年代，没有人敢得罪这个像。你如果有一个像在报纸上印着，你踩在脚下，那你完了，现行反革命。
So in those days, nobody dared to pay any disrespect to those images of Mao Zedong. And if you happen to like carelessly step onto an image printed on a newspaper, image of Mao Zedong printed on a newspaper, then you'd be.
那我报纸在地上，你踩了一脚，
yeah.
那完蛋了。
Yeah, if the newspaper happens to be lying on the ground and you accidentally step on it, then you'd be doomed. You'd be considered anti-revolutionary.
对不对？这个在中国已经经验过了。
We all have experienced that.
但是现在圣经讲的比那个厉害多了。
But this image referred to in the Bible is much more powerful than that image.
这个像会讲话。
This image can talk.
对不对？他可以知道你有没有拜他。
He can even know whether you're worshiping him.
那是什么？现代科技完全办得到。
What is that? What is that? So according to today's technology,
那个叫做平板电视。
You can actually It's the flat screen.
对吧？它可以有一个摄像头。
So there could be a like a camera in it.
对不对？这个平板电视会讲话，而且它也看你。
So the flat screen TV can speak and it can look at you.
现代科技完全办得到的。
So by today's technology, it could totally be accomplished.
嗯，然后你就会发现，现在的科技就是为着这件事情而服务的。
So as you can see, today's technology is really to prepare this thing.
嗯，它会让那一天所有平板电视上出的像，就是这位第一个受的像。
So on that day, then all the flat screen TVs are going to show this image of the first beast.
而且他会说，这个人是，死而复活的。
And he would say, oh, this is the one who has come to life from death.
对不对？上两个礼拜前我跟你们说的时候，这个第十七章来解释，这个第十三章这个兽到底什么意思？它的七头十个角，第十七章解释了。
So in two weeks ago, I tried to explain to you what it meant by the first beast with 10 horns and 7 heads. That was actually explained in chapter 17.
在那个解释里头，告诉我们这个七个头是七个王。
In that explanation, it tells us that the 7 heads are 7 kings.
五个王已经过去了。
Five of those kings have passed.
有一个还在。
One is here.
还有一个要来的。
And another one is to come.
对吧？那么我们就知道，当时约翰看这个异象的时候，五个王已经过去了，就是罗马五个皇帝已经走了。
So when John was seeing this vision on the Patmos Island, at that time there were already five kings of the Roman Empire have come to pass.
他在的时候受逼迫，那个王是 Domitian.
He was under persecution by King Domitian.
所以那个王就是这个兽的其中之一，的七个头中间的一个。
So that king was one of the seven heads.
但是重点在这个意象里头。不是指当时而已，它的重点是讲到将来要来一个第七个头。
But the key point was not that time frame. It was about the seventh head, the seventh king that is to come.
那他那一段十七章又说，第七个头后面又来了第八位。
And chapter 17 also mentioned that the seventh head then it was followed by the eighth one.
第八位。其实就是第七位，为什么
？The eighth one was actually the same as the seventh one.
为什么
？Why？
因为第七个死了又复活了。
Because the seventh one died and became alive again.
这是这一个兽，这第二个兽为他制造的神话故事。他死了又复活了。
Because that was actually a legendary created by the second beast, saying the first beast died and then was resurrected.
世界的人都以为这是真的。
And all the people on earth believed in that.
都把他当神来拜了。
And treated him as God to worship.
懂吗？那个是他叫世界的人拜他的一个最好的神话故事。
So that was the biggest legendary story created by the second beast to let people bow down and worship the first beast.
因为他是神。
Because he was God.
对不对？因为圣经告诉我们，他要进到神的殿，自称为神。他凭什么？就是凭这个点。
Because the Bible tells us he was going to enter the temple of God and proclaim himself as God. Why? This is by, because he said he died and he was resurrected.
但是圣经只有这本书告诉我们，那是假的。
The Bible tells us in this book that this is not true.
他告诉你，那看起来是一个死伤，但是是医好的，不是像耶稣死里复活，两码子事。
So it says, actually, it looks as if the first beast died. It was not dead. It was a fatal wound that was healed. So he didn't really die and be resurrected. It's totally different from what Jesus went through.
你如果睡觉，现在一定要醒。
So if you had fallen asleep, now please wake up. You have to wake up now.
这是非常重要的事。
Because this is extremely, extremely important.
因为你因为耶稣说过， 连选民都被迷惑了。
Because Jesus said, even the chosen ones were deceived.
所以这个兽从地上来，这个第二只兽是演了这一场戏，来把这一个造神运动，把这一个兽造成神。
So the second beast actually put on the show to make the first beast as God.
对不对？而且他能够叫火从天上怎么样下来。
And he was able to send fire from heaven.
这比林彪厉害多了。
That was much more powerful than Ling Biao.
对不对？这个造神运动是造的，简直是全世界的人都给你震呆了。
So this movement of God creation was like really, you know, mesmerizing and it deceived a lot of people in the world.
只有圣经告诉我们将来会发生这样的事情。
So only the Bible has told us this kind of thing will happen in the future.
那上次有人就问我一句话，那这个第六个王，就是还在的那个王，就是约翰所时候的那个王，是第六个。现在讲第七个还没来，那怎么中间隔了那么多时间，怎么都没提了呢？
So somebody asked me after my last sharing that he said, well, if the talks about the seven kings, so we already had like six kings have already passed, and so and the seventh still and this day has not yet come. So how come the span in between is so long?
这是一个很大的鸿沟。
This is a big gap of time.
但你不要忘记，我们在讲但以理书第九章的时候，那个七十个七的时候，也有一个大鸿沟。
But you need to remember when we talked about the 77 in the book of Daniel, there was also a huge gap in time.
在那个七十个七的意象记载在第九章里头，他告诉我们
the vision of 70 times 7 recorded in chapter 9, it tells us
那个七十个七分成三段，七个七，六十二个七，最后一个七。
So the 77 was divided into three time frames. So there's the 62 times 7, and then the last
seven,
the 7.
七个七。
And the 7 times 7.
对，那这样就是69个七。
So altogether these are 69.
那在那个解释里头有告诉我们，这个七十个七是从一个王发出命令，你们可以回以色列重建这个耶路撒冷的时候，那个王开始这个七十七的那个年开始了。
So in that explanation, it also tells us the 77 was
the
beginning of the 77 was the year when the king told Israelites that they could return and rebuild
Jerusalem.
对，
因为他们那时候亡国了。
Because they were among the exiles.
那第六十九个期结束的时候，是那受膏者被剪除一无所有，就是耶稣死的那一天，那一年。
And the end of the 69th seven was the year when the anointed was killed. So that was when Jesus died.
对，那这样六十九个期就结束了。
That was the time. That was the event that completes the 69th seven.
然后就剩下一个七还没有应验。
So what's remaining is that the one last seven.
就是从耶稣第一次来死了以后，到耶稣第二次来杀，就是敌基督要来之前，有一个很大的鸿沟。
So between the death of Jesus during his first coming and to the Jesus' second coming, there is a huge gap in time.
那个鸿沟为什么旧约也不讲，现在在这一个意象的里头也好像漏掉。
Why wouldn't the Old Testament mention that gap, a big gap of time? And it seems like also in this new vision given to John, it's also omitted. Why is that?
这段时间叫做教会的时代，是耶稣神的奥秘。
Because this is the church era, the era of church, and that's the mystery of Jesus and God.
在旧约没有启示教会。
There is no revelation about church in the Old Testament.
教会的启示是耶稣带进来的。
So the the revelation about church was brought in by Jesus.
对，在那个之前，这个整个关于教会是神的秘密。
And before, prior to that, all those about church was a mystery.
所以这就是为什么有这么一个鸿沟的原因，是教会的时代。
That's why there is a big gap in time, because this is the era of church.
好，那么你懂了这个这件事情的时候，那我现在就要来讲到这个兽还要除了见这个像之外，还要做另外一个很重要的事。
Now that you have understand this, you have understood this point, I will mention one other important thing that the second beast is about to do.
就是十六节到十八节所说的。
That's mentioned in verses 16 to 18.
什么事呢？他讲说，那个时候这个兽要叫地上的人都受一个印。
That is, that beast will have all people, cause all people to be given a mark.
嗯，无论大小、贫富、自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。
The small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the freemen and the slaves.Are all to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead.
他说有什么结果呢？除了那受印记有了受名或者受的数目的，都不得做买卖。
And what is the consequence of that mark? And he says, and he provides that no one will be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of the beast.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
现在我们做买卖 都要用什么？
Now when we buy or sell, what do we need to use?、
嗯、以前是用钞票，现在呢？
We used to use cash, now we use credit card.
对不对？你用信用卡买卖就做成了。那现在他说，有一天你要有做买卖的行动，你必须有一个印。
Now it says, one day when you need to buy or sell, you have to have a mark.
要不然就在这里，右手。
Either on your right hand.
要么在这里，在你的额上。
Or on your forehead.
这是圣经预言的。
That's what the Bible prophesied.
为什么？因为这上面有兽的名或兽的号。
Because it bears the name of the beast or the number of the beast.
好，这到底什么意思？
What does this really mean?
Okay. 今天所谓的信用卡最大的难题，对银行来讲是什么？假冒。
What's the biggest problem of the credit card being used today? That is the identity theft.
对，你有没有你的信用卡被人家冒用？有没有这个惨痛的经验？
Have you ever had the experience of your credit card being falsely used by other people?
没有啊，有多得很。
Many of us have that.
这种事情太多了。
It's really a lot.
所以搞到后来，你的信用卡不敢放太多钱，这几千块或者就能够每个月掉寸头就算了，被骗也就拉倒一次。
So that's why you don't want to have a lot of money in your credit card.
对。这是现代所谓银行之间最头痛的问题。
That's actually the biggest problem among banks.
一直在改，要什么样的号码啦，什么 chip 啦，换来换去，因为假冒太多了。
They keep trying to improve the technologies like the recent chip technology in order to prevent those fraud.
现在有一个安全的招法。
There's one secure way.
把你的信用卡的号码放在手上或者放在头上，没有人偷得掉，除非有人把你手砍掉。
So now your credit card numbers are gonna be marked on your right hand or your head, so nobody forehead and nobody can steal it away unless they cut your hand off.
这个技术也已经有了。
That technology is also already.
对不对？这个技术现在完全办到了。
So that technology is already available today.
好，圣经就预言， 将来那一个人来的时候，他叫每一个人必须有这个东西在你的，要么是右手上，要么就是你的头上。
So the Bible prophesied that one day this beast is going to ask everybody to have this mark on either their right hand or their forehead.
这个上面有他的名字或者他的号码。
And that mark bears his either his name or his number.
那这个号码叫做六。六六
That number is 666.
那当然有很多很多的不同的解释。
So there are many different ways of interpreting that number.
我的解释很简单。
My number is very. My explanation is very simple.
也不是我发明的，人家会读圣经的人告诉我。
And it's not invented by me. It's just some other people who read the Bible and.
在我们现在用的算术数学都是一二三四，是阿拉伯人发明的，叫阿拉伯数字。
So these days with the numbers what we use are called Arabic numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
但是在没有这个阿拉伯数字之前，人也是在算钱啊，算数啊。
But before that system, Arabic number system was available, people were also counting.
那么他们用的方法就是用在拉丁文或者在希腊文，他们用的是他们的字母。
So in other languages, in Latin or a Greek language, they use their own alphabetic letters.
那犹太人也不例外，他们用的是希伯来文，他们都有字母的。
So the Jewish people is the same, and so they use the Hebrew language and alphabetic letters.
对，好比说 A 等于一。
So for example, A represents one.
B 等于二，这样通力以推。
And so on and so forth.
所以这些字母是相等于。一二三四五六七，这样子一个关系。
So these alphabetic letters are equivalent to the numbers of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so that's the relationship.
对，那么如果你把那个当这边讲到这些王的名字
，So if you put together the name of those kings,
例如刚刚我们讲的七个王，中间有一个王叫尼禄。
So for example, we talked about this name of one of the seven kings. His name is Nero.
Nero, 那个。N-E-R-O 对不对
So the name of Nero was N-E-R-O
那把这个四个字母你去找它相对的阿拉伯数字
So if you find the corresponding number of those alphabetic letters
对你把这个四个号码找出来以后把它加在一起
And if you find the numbers and add them together
你们猜是什么
The sum is
666
666
啊那你如果把耶稣这个字加在一起的话呢
so if you add up the representative numbers of the name Jesus,
Jesus 这个 J-E-S-U-S 相等的加出来一起是888
so that number is actually 888
对中国人说888好是有道理的
so Chinese thinks 888 is good and that's reasonable
对但如果加起来是666你就糟糕了
but if the number is 666 that's bad
那圣经就说那个人的名字，他加在一起就是666。
So the Bible says the number of that man, his number is 666.
好，所以这是666的解释。
So this is the interpretation of 666.
所以我们就知道哦，等到那个七年，就是这个兽出现的那段时间，神给他们的时间是有限的，七年。
So we know when the beast appeared, the time that given by God to them is limited. It's going to be 7 years.
在这个七年中间，他当道。
In that 7 years, he was in charge.
他掌权。
He has the authority.
有政治权，有经济权，有宗教权。
The authority of the political realm, the economic realm, and the religious realm.
通通在他们的掌握中。
All those are under their control.
好，那那个时候基督徒就要面对逼迫。
So the Christians are going to be under persecution.
第一个选择，像拜还是不拜
？The first choice, are you going to worship or
对不对
not worship?
你每天吃饭，买还是不买
？So second choice, buy or not buy?
非常实际。
And these are very practical.
这是我们每天要碰到的问题。
Things we have to deal with.
我们每天要生活。要买东西吃，要卖东西买卖，这是每天生活的内容。
If we want to live our daily living, we have to buy or sell.
那这个时候，基督徒受逼迫，为什么？这个时候你就会发现，有的人就不愿意向假的 去祈去拜这个兽。
So you will know that the Christians are going to face persecution because some are not willing to bow down to the false image of the beast.
不愿意在身上放这个印。
They're not willing to place the mark on their hand or
你就面临很多的生活上的问题，对不对？
Then you will encounter lots of inconveniences of life.
这就牵涉了生命的代价的问题。
So that has to do with the price of your life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
什么能够让我们顶得住呢？
So what can allow us to stand firm?
信心怎么能够让我们过这样的考验呢？
How can our faith allow us to pass that test?
那就看耶稣对你是真的呢，还是假的。
That depends on whether Jesus is true to you or not.
耶稣如果在你每天的生活是真实的，
If Jesus is true in your daily life,
那你就像七封信里面所说的，你爱他，你就不会否认他的名。
So then you will be like what's described in the seven letters of Jesus to the churches, that you love him and you will not deny his name.
如果你跟他只不过是一个表面的关系，那到时候否认就否认吧，反正我吃饭更重要。
If your relationship with Jesus is only superficial, then when the time comes, you just say, okay, my daily living is more important. If I have to deny him, I have to deny him.
所以每一个人的信仰都会来到一个考验的阶段里头。
So everybody's faith will be tested.
那他的结局是什么呢？
And the end is?
我们一起读就结束了。
Let's、
我们一起读十七章。
Let's read chapter 17.
对。我要念的是19章19节到21节。
So we'll read chapter 19, Revelation chapter 19, verses 19 to 21.
对，请你打开，我们念完我们就要结束了哈。19章19节到21节。
So Revelation 19:19 to 21.
对，我们两个念哈。
嗯哼。
我看见那兽和地上的君王并他们的众军都聚集要与其白马，这是耶稣，并他的军兵征战。
And the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were thrown alive into the lake of fire, which burns with brimstone.
其余的被骑白马者口中出来的箭杀了，飞鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。所以从这段圣经，你知道这两个兽的结局是被耶稣怎么样？不但打败，而且把他们扔到硫磺火湖的地狱里头去了。
So these verses tell us that the consequences of these two beasts are that not only that they were conquered by Jesus, but also they were thrown into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
圣经的奇妙就在这里。
So the amazing thing about the Bible is right here.
它能够把没有发生的事情在千几千年前先讲出来。
It'll tell us what is to come like thousands of years ahead of time.
对，他能够把没有发生的事情全部用很清楚的话语讲给所有的人。
It'll describe what is to come clearly.
然后事情就要按着圣经所说的，不管是在旧约所说的，或者在新约所说的，他都要按着时间一样一样的实现。
Then according to his time, all things that was prophesied will come to pass one after another, no matter whether it was prophesied in the Old Testament or in the New Testament.
旧约说过耶稣第一次要来。
The Old Testament that prophesied about Jesus' first coming.
人家都不相信。
Nobody believed it.
到时候耶稣来了。
And when the time comes, Jesus came.
他要怎么生，怎么死。
And how he came, he lived.
果然都应验。
He died, everything. was real.
同样，圣经也说耶稣第二次要来。
And the Bible tells us Jesus is going to come the second time.
他要怎么来？事前会怎么样？事后会怎么样
？He will come, and what's going to happen before and after?
人也都不相信。
Nobody believes it still.
但是，也是要跟第一次来一模一样，怎么说就怎么应验。
But things will happen just as it happened for the first time. However, the Bible recorded.
对。
Things will come to pass exactly.
虽然我跟你们讲第十三章讲起来是毛骨悚然，听得很可怕。
So when I talk to you about chapter 13, it's really a very terrible image.
但是它的结局我刚刚念出来了，并不可怕，因为他们都是第一个，应该第一名跟第二名下地狱的就这两个人。
But the consequences are not bad, as we just read. The people who are going to be thrown into hell are going to be these two beasts.
所以耶稣是最终的得胜者。
So Jesus is the final overcomer.
所有跟随他的人也一定要怎么样？得胜。
All those who follow him will also overcome and be victorious.
Amen.
Amen.
真的吗
？Yeah, Amen.
一会儿祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Oh Lord, we thank you.
你是荣耀的神。
You are the glorious God.
你把过去将来所有的事都在圣经里面启示给我们。
You have revealed in the Bible to us all things that happened before and today and yet to come.
你说你的话永远不会改变。
And you said your words will never change.
每一件事都要按照你的时间一样一样的实现。
Everything will be accomplished according to your time.
我们是有福的。
We are the blessed ones.
因为你把话留给我们。
For you have given us the word.
你也把话解释给我们。
And you have explained your words to us.
如果我们信心不足。
If our faith is small.
求主加添我们的信心。
Lord, please add to it.
让我们在这一最后这段路。
In this last journey.
让我们能够为耶稣起来做荣耀的见证。
Help us to be the testimony, the glorious testimony for our Lord Jesus.
赐给我们一个勇敢忠诚的灵。
Grant us the faithful and courageous spirit.
让你的名不受羞辱。
So that your name will not be ashamed.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你早日回来。
May you come soon.
愿你的心腹预备整齐，等候新郎。
May your bride be truly ready and adorned fully.For your coming, for the coming of the bridegroom.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢。
Amen.